Michael Adams is the Chief Executive Officer of Services and Advocacy for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Elders, known as SAGE. He's here to talk about two elder housing developments to be built in New York City and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Charlotte. It's great talking with you.
Tell us about SAGE.
So SAGE is this country's national LGBT aging organization. We were founded in New York City in 1978, in the earlier days of our community when many activists were recognizing that our elder pioneers were really not getting the attention and recognition and support that they need. And that was our beginnings, and that's really the spirit of our mission to this day, is to really change that and elevate and honor our elders.
How did you become involved?
Well, I've been the CEO at SAGE for about 10 years, and prior to SAGE, I was with Lambda Legal. I'm an attorney by training, but it was interesting when the opportunity for, when SAGE was looking for a new leader, at the time in my personal life, I was dealing with a lot of aging issues in my family and my partner's family, and it really helped to drive home for me what some of the challenges are, even in so-called traditional families, with traditional family structures, never mind some of the challenges that our LGBT elders face who often don't have those same kinds of support. So that really attracted me to this mission and still does.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
The work that we do at SAGE is really to ensure that older members of LGBT communities across the country really have boundless opportunities to explore and live the life that they want to live. And that's really what it's all about, that people have opportunities and choices and that they be honored for who they are and for the contributions they've made to our LGBT community and to the country as a whole. And that's what we hope to accomplish, is to build a world where that happens.
Tell us about the two elder housing developments that's going to be built in New York City.
So for many years, SAGE has aspired to create LGBT welcoming senior housing, because over and over again what we hear from our constituents is that housing is one of the hardest things they deal with. It's hard enough as an older person often to find housing that's appropriate and that's affordable. When you layer on the discrimination that LGBT elders face in senior housing, which is rampant, it can become nearly impossible. So SAGE in 2014 launched a national initiative to undertake these strategies to make elder housing more accessible to LGBT older folks. And so we are very, very excited that we have announced New York City's first two LGBT welcoming senior housing developments, which are going to be really, really amazing steps forward and very welcoming and supportive housing communities for older members of the LGBT community here in New York.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
We spent a lot of time in our movement, as has been necessary, fighting for equal rights, for legal rights, for marriage equality. We have made good progress. We still obviously have a long way to go to ensure that we are protected against discrimination, since in so many parts of the country we're not. In so many parts of the country, it's perfectly legal to discriminate against us in housing, in employment, and in other parts of life. And so the fight to win anti-discrimination protections is very important. Equally important is ensuring that all of our work and all of our community's work is really inclusive of and supports all parts of the community. And what we've seen is that we have groups and populations within our community that too often get left behind. You know, that includes transgender folks, and it certainly includes elders in our community. And so really ensuring that the progress that we make is progress for all, including our most vulnerable, our most marginalized members of the community. To me, that is really critical.
How can people get information about SAGE?
You can get information about SAGE by going to our website at sageusa.org, and I think, you know, you'll find lots of interesting information about our programs, our initiatives, our policy advocacy, our training work around the country, and all that good stuff.
What other projects are you working on?
we're working on a number of projects now. I mean, one of the interesting things about SAGE is that we do our work in different ways. So we are a service provider for LGBT elders. We have policy advocacy to make especially the federal government's programs and policies focused on elders, LGBT inclusive. And we also provide what we call cultural competency training to long-term care providers and aging service providers all across this country. We have SAGE affiliates in 29 cities and 21 states across the country. And so there's a huge amount of activity going on. Right now, for example, one of the things we're really excited about is that it appears that we've convinced the U.S. Administration on Aging to issue some very, very strong guidance to the federally funded aging network across the country that will require them to take LGBT elders into consideration when they make all of their plans and allocate their funds for local elder services. And so we're in the final stages of a big push in a public comment period to push that victory across the finish line. So it's just one example of the kind of policy advocacy work that SAGE is undertaking right now.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish people would ask and want to know more about the experiences that LGBT elders often have when trying to or needing to utilize aging services or long-term care like nursing homes and assisted living. And over again, we are told by our constituents of these very tragic situations where they feel compelled to go back into the closet very late in life because they see it as the only way that they can protect themselves from mistreatment and discrimination. And unfortunately for many of us later in life, if we are dependent on a home care attendant or on nursing home staff or folks of that nature, we really have lost a lot of our independence. We need to be able to rely on other people. And if we're doing that in an environment that's not LGBT welcoming, it can be very scary. Thus the decision that many people make to recloset themselves. And it's a real tragedy. And it's why SAGE does the work that it does, because the world just should not be like that, and we've got to change that. And this is why the two LGBT elder housing developments that we're bringing online in New York City are so important, because these will be communities that will truly be home for LGBT elders, where they can feel at home, know they're at home, know that they're honored, and know that they're welcomed.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
The favorite quote that I probably repeat to myself about 5 times a day is, don't sweat the small stuff. You know, this work is both incredibly rewarding and can also be very stressful. So I try to remind myself to keep my eye on the prize and don't sweat the small stuff.